We're familiar with the halacha of when someone gets married, they're under the chuppah, so we recite the Sheva Brachas. And that's what the Chazal tell us, that when a man marries a besua, there's a mitzvah of simcha for 7 days. And during this 7 days of simcha, they don't go to work, and festive meals are prepared for them. And the Gemara in Ksuva Zayinam Abay says that Sheva Brachas are said the entire week, provided you have a panim chadoshos. You have new guests are present. What does that mean, panim chadoshos? What's the definition? What's considered someone new? Were you not at the wedding at all? You were there for some of it. You have to be chashev. So the Rambam explained that anyone who did not hear the actual Sheva Brachas at the chuppah, they qualify as a panim chadoshos. Even if they went to the wedding feast, they went there to Suda, but they missed the Sheva Brachas, so therefore they're considered panim chadoshos. The Rush disagrees, another Rishonim. No, the panim chadoshos, it's panim chadoshos. You need new guests. Someone who wasn't at the wedding, didn't hear the Sheva Brachas, wasn't at the wedding feast. And therefore, the Rush explains, as well, you need someone a more chashev, not chashev, let's say objectively, someone who's going to bring simcha to the wedding. So in other words, the presence of such a guest adds joy to the meal, and therefore, it obligates you in saying Sheva Brachas. In other words, Stam, if a mashma, like if Stam a person walked in, no one even knew, someone broke into a wedding, so then it's mashma, he would not qualify as a panim chadoshos, according to the Rush. So what's this nekudas hamachokas between the Rambam and the Rush? What's pshat the panim chadoshos require the recital of Sheva Brachas? What's the pshat? What's the lumdis? So the Rush understands that the reason why panim chadoshos are critical is it increases the simcha, the joy of the chasen, kala, everyone else. And therefore, since there's more joy, we say Sheva Brachas. So in order to achieve this simcha, that's why it must be a meaningful guest who hasn't participated in the previous meals, not some stranger off the street. So the Russian to say the panim chadoshos is supposed to enhance the simcha, and hence it's appropriate and to recite the Sheva Brachas. Another thing, the Rambam seems to have a different way of viewing things. That he says that during the week of Sheva Brachas, any person who has not had a chance to fulfill the mitzvah of reciting, hearing Sheva Brachas in honor of the Chazan Akala, must do so when it's within reason. Therefore, that's why a new guest warrant Sheva Brachas, regardless of whether he enhances the simcha. So therefore, a stranger walks in, but he wasn't there, he's still chayiv, and he still has an obligation of hearing Sheva Brachas, or someone who's not done so chashiv. So therefore, according to the Rambam, it would seem that then you would say Sheva Brachas. Even if in other words, in the Nakuda seems to be, going to Rush has to be someone who is going to enhance the Simcha. Going to the Rambam, no, it's more of an obligation, you have to be there. So this, based on this, perhaps, is the famous Machokes, Tosfos and the Rush, versus the Rambam as well. There's a major discussion in the Rishonim, what about on Shabbos? That we know we do Sheva Brachas on Shabbos. So the question is, do I need a panim chadoshos? So the Rush says no. Because Shabbos itself is considered a panim chadoshos. And the Rambam is very conspicuous by his absence of not writing anything. He mentions no such halacha. So what's the issue whether you need a new person on Shabbos? So the Mefarshim point out that it's Lishi Tasson. The Rush's opinion is that why do we say Tosfos, why do we say Sheva Brachas on Shabbos, even if there's no Panim Chadoshos? Because the whole purpose of Panim Chadoshos is to enhance the Simcha. The Shabbos meals are already sufficient, are by definition already considered festive. even without any new guests, and therefore it's enough to say Sheva Brachas. On the other hand, the Rambam's opinion has nothing to do with Simcha. It's more of a halachic issue. Someone who has not performed the mitzvah of hearing or reciting Sheva Brachas, regardless of whether it's a Shabbos meal or not, there's no obligation to say Sheva Brachas unless someone who is present has not yet fulfilled his obligation. And with this we understand as well, the Rambam writes, based on the Gemara and Ksuvis, that when someone who marries a widow, not a besua, so there's a mitzvah to rejoice with the bride for 3 days. However, the Rambam writes, but Sheva Brachas could be recited all 7 days. It's a mitzvah of Simcha 3 days, but Sheva Brachas could go for seven. The Rashba argues and says that doesn't make any sense. Once the mitzvah of Simcha ceases and they could go back to work, there could be no any mitzvah to recite Sheva Brachas. So it seems to be like the Rashba seems to be like with the Tosfos and the Rush, that has to do with Simcha. If there's no longer any Simcha, so then there's no mitzvah. So what's pshat in the Rambam? So the Rambam explains, perhaps Rishitason, that according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah, as we said, for a person who has not recited Sheva Brachas or been there or heard them in the presence of the Chassan and Kala. So he says, this obligation on the person is for 7 days after the wedding, because he's still considered halachically a chassan. He's saying, after 7 days, he no longer has the status of a chassan. So the mitzvah applies, even if she's a widow, and the mitzvah of simcha is only for 3 days, because the obligation of reciting Sheva Brachas is not dependent on simcha, but on the presence of a chassan. So according to the Rambam, it's as long as he has a din of a chassan, so I have my mitzvah to mesameach the chassan, or to say Sheva Brachas in front of the chassan, in the presence of a chassan. And according to Tosis and the Rush and the Rashba, clearly they go together. So if there's no mitzvah simcha, panim chadosh is to create the simcha. It's no longer a simcha, it's only about tools. That's in the kudas amachol, because what is the nature of the din of panim chadosh? Again, so to summarize, we have the halacha of 7 days of Sheva Brachas, and the Gemara says you need panim chadoshos. So machokas, Rambam and the Rush and others, whether what type of participation do you need or not need. So the Rambam says, as long as you didn't hear the Sheva Brachas, even if you were at the meal, you'd still consider the Panim Chadoshos. And the Rosh says, no. As long as you bring Simcha, so therefore, if you were at the meal already, so therefore you can't be counted as a Panim Chadoshos. And the issue is what's the purpose of the Panim Chadosh? The Rosh holds it's to enhance the Simcha of the Chassan and Kala, and the Rambam holds it to a personal obligation. So therefore, according to the Rambam, what's the difference? As long as I didn't hear the Birkas, the Sheva Brachas, so then I still have an obligation to hear it. But if I'm not going to bring Simcha, so then according to the Rosh, then you're not considered the Panim Chadoshos. And that's the Machlokas regarding Shabbos. Shabbos by itself is a festive meal, so that's enough. And the Rosh and the Rambam, and the Rambam holds no. It's only, he doesn't make this halacha. If there's a chassan there, you need a, it's a halacha that if someone who hasn't heard it. So even on Shabbos, you can't recite Sheva Brachas unless you have a panim chadoshos, and that could be also the machlokas by if you marry a widow. Because the mitzvah simcha is only 3 days and he could go to work, so according to Rosh, that's it. Rambam's, and that seems to be the Rashba's, but the Rambam seems to say you could say Sheva Brachas all 7 days. So the brisker was Machal between, as long as you have a Din Chassan, you could say Sheva Brachas, even though the Mitzvah Simcha left after 3 days.